Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you stayed with me, too, because we've got a new friend. Georgette Mosbacher is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Georgette is an outstanding, very accomplished small business executive. She's the CEO of Borges, which is a cosmetic manufacturing company based in New York City, manufacturing her cosmetics right here in America. And she's also an author, and she's very involved in the marketplace, in her community, and she's got some ideas that I'd like for you to hear. Georgette Mosbacher, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's so good to be on the show.
It's good to have you here. Now, I think I got Mosbacher right.
You do.
And how about the name of the company?
Borghese.
Borghese. Okay. So I didn't do that one right. So I'm batting 500 here, Georgette. But you know that'll get you into the Hall of Fame 500.
That will.
Borghese.
Borghese.
Borghese. Okay. The H. I wanted.
Right.
There's an
Italian.
H in there.
It's like the Borghese Gardens in Italy.
There you go. Well, you know, my guest in the next half hour is Giovanni Coratolo. How about that?
Oh, well, Giovanni will know exactly how to pronounce it.
Well, I'll have to introduce you to him before you go. Georgette, I want you to tell us about your business in a little bit, but before we do, you've got some things on your mind that you believe that if our government would pay attention to them, to some of these ideas, that we'd be a lot better off. And I'd like for you to talk to the audience about that.
Well, I'll tell you, Tim. First and foremost is that I don't believe that we can have a real recovery in this country if small business isn't put first.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to get that in Washington. I mean, we hear about these big bailouts, but the fact of the matter is that real job creation and innovation comes from small business.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's going to lead us out of this recession and that we're in. And yet, we heard about a few little things, some Band-Aids that Washington's willing to do for small business, but they're temporary.
It was scrap. You know what it is? Pardon me, Georgette. What they threw us was scraps.
That's right. And
it was insulting. It was insulting.
And temporary. You know, small business, we have to do 3 to 5 year plans. I mean, small business, there can't be something that you only have for a year, a temporary tax credit or something, because that's not how you build a small business.
Right.
We have to be able to know that we have things in place for 3 to 5 years out, because that's how long it takes for
mm-hmm.
us to really get on our feet. And so what really, really bugged me about Washington's proposal, scraps for small business, was that, oh, they were going to do it for a year, you could do this. Well, nobody is going to invest in a small business that only has these things in place for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
We need these tax credits for research and development. We need tax credits for being able to invest in equipment for more than 1 year. 1 year doesn't help us at all.
Exactly.
It's foolish. It shows how little they understand about what it takes to build a business.
They don't realize that. That's what's so pathetic about it, Georgette, is they actually throw these ideas out and throw these scraps to us, thinking that they're covering that base, and without realizing that they actually are showing the world how ignorant they are about the marketplace.
They clearly do not understand what it is to get a product to market. They don't understand what it is to make a payroll on the 1st and the 15th. They don't understand what we have to live with every single day. What they need to do is get out of our way. And what instead of taking more in taxes from us, you know, the other thing about it that was so upsetting after this, with the scraps they threw us, is then they turn around and they take everything back in taxes. I mean, you know, they pretend they're giving us something with one hand and take it back with the other hand.
Yeah.
And instead of taking our money to Washington, where they have no idea what to do with it,
mm-hmm.
let us keep more of it. And I have no problem with them saying, look, we'll give you a tax credit if you do X.
Georgia, I have asked small business owners that question. What would you do if you had some money back from the government, if you paid less taxes? What would you do with that money? I've asked small business owners across America and in foreign countries.
Yep.
And every time, without blinking, without a second of hesitation, every one of those small business owners said, I'd reinvest it in my small business.
Of course. All you have to do is look at the history of this country. This country is, look, the Microsofts and the Intels and the GEs are all companies that were built, started in garages, basements, and were built by entrepreneurs who had an idea. And that's what built this country.
Mm-hmm.
They forget what's going to revive this economy will be the small businesses, and the best way to do that is let them keep more of their money to invest in their business. We know better than Washington how to spend
their money. Let me tell you something else, Georgette. Within the last 6 months, the government has given banks hundreds of billions of dollars, and a recent report showed that those banks are lending less money than they did before they got that money. And so that's exactly to your point about what we would do with the money and what their current solutions are doing. They're getting the economy is getting nothing out of the money that they gave to the banks.
What's worse is that dollar we send to Washington isn't a dollar going even back to the banks, even though they're not lending it.
Yeah.
By the time the bureaucracy gets that dollar, by the time it gets to the bank, it's a fraction of that.
Yeah.
Besides that.
Hold on, Georgia. I got to take a quick break. Folks, Georgette Musbacher, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? She's just like you. She's got a little 100-employee company. She's trying to make it in a global economy. These are her ideas. I like them. And I bet you agree with her on a lot of these things, if not everything. She is one of us, ladies and gentlemen. Georgette Musbacher and I will be right back after these messages. I want her to tell us about her company right after this break. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and have a great visit with our new friend, Georgette Musbacher. And we're going to get her to tell us about her company in just a second. But I want to remind you about my website first, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for going there. Thank you for allowing us to follow you home, which if you subscribe to my newsletter, that's what we'll do. We'll send you an email every Sunday afternoon with the newsletter, which you can see a sample of it right there off the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can see my blog, which, by the way, the new blog post is, What if the climate change zealots are wrong? Go read that article. Go read that that post on my blog. There's a couple of interviews attached to it as well. But that's the question. What if the climate change zealots are wrong? And see if you agree with my thoughts on that. And, of course, all the other things you can do there. I hope you'll check it out. And don't forget, if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's at Jim Blassingame. Georgette Musbacher is, I got too many Italian names here. Georgette Musbacher and Borghese, which is a cosmetic manufacturing company based in New York City, but you got offices in other parts of the world, don't you, Georgette?
I do, in Hong Kong and Beijing.
But you manufacture all of your products.
Everything in New Jersey.
You're American-owned, American-run, American-made.
That's correct.
Right, I love that.
We make it all in New Jersey, and we export it to to Asia.
Could we buy your could I buy your cosmetics here? You know, I'm big
Absolutely.
Into cosmetics. I'm big
you
into cosmetics, Georgette. So
at
so
Costco.
Oh, okay.
Kirkland by Borghese at Costco.
Kirkland by Borghese at Costco.
That's
okay. Is that the only place I can get it?
No, you can get it at Bloomingdale's.
All right.
You can get Borghese at Bloomingdale's. You can get Borghese at Lord & Taylor.
All right. Can I buy it online?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the website?
Borghese.com.
B-O-R-G-H-E-S-E. B-O-R-G-H-E-S-E.com. So check it out, folks.
You can buy it online by all means. I'll tell you, Jim, you mentioned something about climate change. I want to just tell you my theory. My theory is that it doesn't matter whether climate change is for real or not. There's too much money chasing it now.
Yeah.
It's just got too much money chasing it. That whether it's real or not, it's a reality.
Right. Well, one of the things, the point that I'm making this piece is what if they're wrong? But the point I make is that we won't know whether they're right or wrong for years, but long before that, they will have wrecked the economy.
Oh, there's no question about that. But that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Just they've got too much invested. There's too many people with too much invested in it now. And
talk to us, Georgette, about your company. And you've got a really nice little company. There are 100 employees. You're a quality company.
Yep.
What challenges are you facing right now in 2009 as a functioning company and in this recession and as a company trying to deal with the current public policies that we have?
Well, first and foremost, obviously, it's access to capital.
Yeah.
And now, fortunately, we don't have any debt, but today to get capital for even businesses that are functioning businesses, for your inventory, to build your inventory,
and receivables,
it's impossible. And without that, businesses cannot survive.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to be able. Here's the way, folks. If you want to grow your business at 10%, but you're only putting 2% on the bottom line, which is a nice little profit, or maybe this year you're not profitable. Well, the only way to grow, to have that kind of growth, which means receivables and inventory, is if that capital comes from somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Either investor or debt. Because the profits, you can't. Most companies don't put 10% profit on the bottom line to fund 10% growth.
And government should be loosening up that credit. And I'll tell you, they should have gone further. They should have cut the fees for lenders and borrowers, so the credit is more affordable.
Yep.
That's another thing they should have done for entrepreneurs who need capital. That's not to say to give loans to those that don't have solid business plans, but those who do should get that capital, and they should have just something like cutting fees for the lenders.
Well, they're going to say that they did that with the SBA, and they did.
Yes, but the SBA, the SBA is broken. I mean, by the time you go through that bureaucratic nightmare, it's too late.
Well, to be fair, I will tell you that I work with the SBA, and I've got an SBA loan before in my career, in my past. But the only thing that my problem with the SBA is not with the SBA. It's just in the facts on the ground, which are that the SBA only reaches a small percentage of the total small business population.
Well, that's the point.
You can help the SBA, but you don't help that many small business owners when you do.
That's why it's got to be the local banks.
That's right.
It's got to be your local banks.
Who, by the way, are SBA partners?
Yes, they are. But still, it's still the government not allowing these banks or encouraging these banks through policy to make these loans.
Mm-hmm.
The money is there.
Yeah. The banks have plenty of money. You're exactly right about that. Georgia, give us that website again, please.
It's Borghese, BORGHESE.com.
Hey, will you come back another day, Georgia?
Absolutely.
You got a lot more to teach us, and we'll get you back to do that.
Well,
thanks, Georgia.
Good work, Jim. Thank you, Georgia.
See you later, Georgette. Georgette Musbacher, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, right back with Giovanni Cortolo. I'm Jim Blassingame. I wish I had an Italian name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.